Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are winning the invisible battle. We are finding our path to victory, our path that exists.
Yes.
But we must know first that it exists, believe that it exists, like the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that in order to please God, we have to first know that he exists.
Yeah.
We have to believe that he exists, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So in diligently seeking him, we're finding out the ways of warfare, how we're able to get on our path to victory. Our path exists.
Yes.
The Bible says that there is no temptation that is uncommon to man, but with every temptation, there is a way of escape. So our path exists.
Yes.
Now we must find it.
And as you says that, I've been listening to what's going on physically around us in the war, and that is what the big argument, as they say to the commanding chief, what is the pathway to victory?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Explain, outline to us the path.
Yeah.
It's a path. So
mm-hmm. It exists.
It exists. Mm-hmm. You can't have a victory without a path.
Mm-hmm.
Or a plan.
And a plan. That's what lead you to that mm-hmm. victory. Mm-hmm. The path that you take that's going to end up. So there's a path to victory, and we must know it and use the proper tool to get us there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in Ephesians now, mm-hmm. let's go into Ephesians. I think we laid the foundation very well yesterday, and now we can go on how to use these weapons to get to victory, because we will never get to victory with all these weapons. So it doesn't matter all the shouting or all the things. The only way to victory over the enemy is to put these armor on,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to have these weapons. There's absolutely, we can sugarcoat it. We can talk it away. It's not going to work. And it clearly tells us in Ephesians, we have to what? Put on what? The whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Not the piece that I like. The whole entire armor. Mm-hmm. So that I will able to be victorious.
Yes.
Because I'm never going to be victorious mm-hmm. if I don't have them all.
Mm-hmm.
So our emphasis all through this week is to educate us spiritually how to fight this invisible battle.
Amen. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
Amen. Go ahead. All right, we'll just jump in.
I can jump in here. Like yesterday, we mentioned all the tangible weapons, right? But we haven't made mention of the intangibles, like fear, anger, pride, control.
Yeah.
And these are the things that frustrate us, let us lose peace, or we say things that we may regret. And of course, we'll always lose these battles, right? And if we pray instead of panic and have patience instead of reaction, you know, that is put on the whole armor, let God fight our battles, then we'll always find peace.
That's beautiful.
And the Bible says, the battle is mine, says the Lord.
So, back to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. I have in my notes here, four levels of opposition, Paul is. And he lists the different kinds. Mm-hmm. There's rulers. That's one level.
Mm-hmm.
One level of opposition. That why we have to put the whole armor on. Because there is rulers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to defeat those rulers. And those rulers are high level spiritual authority with delegated power. Mm-hmm. In every community. There is those rulers in the spiritual realm that is dedicated with certain amount of authority there. They have authority. And they're not going to just give up their authority and just easy. You can't just push them off by just playing games. You remember, Paul, I know. Jesus, yeah. I know. But who are you? So that's it right there. They have authority. They take authority. And like you say, when the fortress is in our mind,
yes,
that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the mind. The fortress is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And when fear is dominating our mind, then it takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And then we live a life of fear. We panic over everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The least of a thing, we panic because of fear. So fear is powerful. It's a powerful weapon that the enemy uses.
Yeah.
And I think it says, fear, there's no fear but fear itself. Itself.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah, so those are those intangible fortress that is set up, and we have to overcome them. Yes.
In verse 17, it reminds us that we have the word of God. That's the sword of the Spirit. So we know that we have the word. That is our offensive weapon. That's what we have to go forth. That's what we send forth to fight. It is the word. It's the word that delivers from destruction. It's the word that's able to be shot forth into it's different situations. They be able to surpass distance. The Bible says that they sent the word and it healed them from every destruction. So the sword of the Spirit is the word. So we're able to get to that point where we're swinging that sword of the Spirit because we have this other armor in place. So we're not no longer on the defense, but we're on the offense. We're moving forward. The offensive line of the football team, that's the one that's sent to score. The defensive line is the one that's set to defend and make sure the other team doesn't score. And so many times we're only operating on the defense when we need to be operating on the offense as well. We have the sword of the Spirit. We have the weapon of the word. And we have to be secure in the other pieces of the armor so that we are able to go out there and swing the sword of the word. Because if you don't know that your head, that you have the helmet of salvation over your head, you're going to think, oh, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get knocked in the head.
Yeah.
Or if you don't know about the breastplate, you're going to think, oh, I'm going to go out there and get knocked in the chest. So then we're not going to go out and utilize the word that we have, which was our weapon of warfare, our sword of the spirit, the word of God. So when we're equipped in these other areas, like, okay, I know that I have the around my waist, I have the belt of truth. I'm not going to bend to fear. I'm not going to bend to different opposition that comes forth. I'm going to operate in the truth of the word. Okay, I have this breastplate of righteousness. I have that to guard my heart. So I'm able to effectively utilize the word of God. A lot of times we don't declare the word of God because of the condition of our heart. We feel ashamed in our heart. We feel regret. We feel unworthiness in our heart. And then we're not going out there and declaring the word of God because we feel like our heart is not right, our heart, that we're not able to, that we don't have the authority. But we do have the authority. We do have the right, not by our own works, but through the blood of Jesus Christ. And then he goes through and he gives us all of these pieces, our feet. Shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. A lot of times we're tormented. We're not in peace and we're not using the word. But if we would know, okay, it's not my peace, it's his peace. Jesus says in John chapter 14, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. It's not a peace that could be found in the world. It's the gift of peace that operates through Jesus Christ. Then Paul tells us how to get that peace that surpasses all understanding. It's based on what we meditate on. He tells us, he gives us a list of the things to meditate on, which then generate the peace that surpasses all understanding. So when we know, when we're aware of these other pieces of the armor and we're solidified in them, then we'll be bold to be able to go out there and swing the sword of the spirit, the word. When we know that we have the helmet of salvation, think about that, the helmet of salvation, the intrusions, the opposition of the enemy, the fiery darts, they all come for our mind. But when we know, wait, I have the helmet of salvation. So everything that the enemy is bringing up from the past, every dirt, every conspiracy, all that has already been paid for through the blood of Jesus Christ. I have my helmet of salvation. I don't have to go back and meditate on the defeats of the past. I could boldly go forward and I could advance using what? The sword of the spirit, the word of God. That's why he tells us pray always. So we're using a different language now. We're talking to ourselves different when we could get to this point. You know, we get so stuck with looking at the pieces of the armor, but we don't see the benefit of them. It's all so we could swing the sword of the spirit. It's all so we could boldly go forth and declare the word of God. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big, I talk about grace, I talk about love, I talk about faith, but some days I don't have enough. I talk about forgiveness, still learning how